here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground.
Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are
the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Fever Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good afternoon and good evening, everyone, wherever you're listening. This is Andrew Battisti. Welcome to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, coming to live tonight from the Blue Cross Arena as the Rochester Lancers look to keep their playoff hopes alive as they face fellow playoff chaser Wichita Wings. Kickoff's at 7 o'clock, so you still have time to get down here to the Blue Cross Arena to support your Lancers on this President's Day. We'll be spending the first half hour tonight talking about national and international soccer. Michael Lewis will be up in just a moment. Then we'll go to Dick Howard in Toronto. And then the second half of the show will be commercial-free with guests from the Lancers and hopefully also the Western New York Flash, who are in the house tonight, getting ready for the big match on Sunday as Abby Wambach will be here to sign autographs, her first public appearance in Rochester since winning the FIFA Women's Player of the Year Awards. We'll have more information on that as the show goes along. Now let's go down to beautiful Orlando, Florida, and our host, Lancers Wall of Famer, Joe Sirianni.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass, coming to you from Orlando, Florida, the beautiful and cold Orlando, Florida. I've been here now for 3-4 days, and it's cold. It's like winter over here, but except it's better than Rochester, so there's no snow, just a little cold, and cuddle up at nighttime and wear a couple of sweaters, but, I guess that's the way things are. In any event, though, we're going to talk soccer tonight, and the season that's almost here. You know, I look around here in Orlando, and there is no snow. The grass is green, and I see many soccer fields around full of kids. So it makes my heart go fonder.
Well, Joe, I'll tell you, it's a lot of news and notes coming out of the world of soccer this week. And let's bring in our first guest, our good friend Michael Lewis. We're going to go sans intro tonight because this is a unusual setup with us being live from the arena tonight. And I mentioned, of course, Michael's appearance on our show. His report for U.S. Soccer is brought to you this and every week by Salen's, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Good evening, Michael. How you doing?
Very good, Andrew. How are you? How are you doing, Joe?
Good, Mike. How are you? Good. Thanks for
Very
being
good,
on
thank
our
you.
Show.
Yeah, thanks for coming on early tonight.
Yeah.
No problem.
Well,
how are things in New York?
London. Go ahead, Joe.
How are things in New York, Mike?
Probably not as warm as in Orlando, but they're doing okay. The snow is melting slowly but surely.
Well, Mike, there's a lot of news going on in U.S. soccer, and probably the biggest news coming out is good news for the L.A. Galaxy. We don't know about the national team, but Landon Donovan has confirmed he will be back in action for the Galaxy coming into training camp in late March, which means he's going to miss some key matches, most notably the CONCACAF Champions League quarterfinals. But it's good that he's going to be coming back, but we don't know yet if he will play for the national team.
Yes, it's obviously better late than never to have Landon Donovan back. He needed time to think, and it's not like, you know, you in that situation when you're pondering your career, it's not like you say, I'm going to decide on Thursday. I think it took Landon just a long time, and whatever he felt he needed to think about why he would want to continue playing soccer, which is, you know, as you said, very good for the Los Angeles Galaxy. For the national team, that's something else. Obviously, he's going to miss the two qualifiers against Costa Rica on March 22nd and 4 days later in Mexico City against Mexico. That's life. That the U.S. is going to have to do without him. And, yes, the Galaxy won't have him for the knockout round of the CONCACAF Champions League. Saying that, though, I think you're going to get someone, I'd like to think, we're going to get someone who's going to be in the proper state of mind and in very good physical condition coming on sometime in April. I don't know how long it's going to take for Landon to get to full fitness. I know my gut feeling is they'll probably use him as a sub early on and then let him work his way back that way. But it's good news for U.S. soccer. Hopefully he'll be able to improve, get back to his former level, and then get back onto the national team because the U.S. national team needs him desperately.
And Mike, just a question. I wonder what really prompted him to, say that he wanted to retire. Was it the pressure of the game, or was the expectation that everybody had on him to be a leader and to be, to be the person that carried the team around? Or maybe was the factor that with the stars that LA's got, he didn't get much credit? What do you think it was?
Well, I don't think it's the credit thing. I think he's pretty comfortable with his place in history with the Galaxy, Major League Soccer, and the U.S. national team. But the first two things that you said, I think, you have to remember he had been to Everton in England. It was 1 year where he just literally was playing nonstop, and he was the face of U.S. soccer, and rightfully so. And I just think that he just wanted to put a halt to things. And sometimes, we all have to recharge our batteries, and some of us take longer. And some of us, sometimes you want to, step away from work. He was fortunate; he didn't need the money or anything like that. I know a lot of us would love to step away from work for a while and then come back on our own volition. But I think it was a tough decision on his part because he's still in his prime. He's what, 30, 31 years old. I think he turns 31 next month. And, yes, soccer players on the other side of 30 are on that other side of the slope. But what Donovan can bring to his club team and to the country is immeasurable because there's no other player like him who's a U.S. citizen who can play like that and break open a match.
Well, the other name that has been thrown around this week and had a big announcement is a surprise that Robbie Rogers officially retired from U.S. soccer. I don't want to get into politics and into the agenda or anything like that, Michael, but let me just say this. Why do you think Robbie felt that he had to announce to the world why he was retiring, which is because he came out as a gay man?
I just cannot read his mind on that. I could probably do a better job reading Landon Donovan's mind. I know this is it can be a sensitive subject. I think he showed a lot of courage and character doing that. I don't know how many of us who would have had a secret like that, or I don't know what he called it a secret, but I don't know how many of us would be in a position to say that to the world in our own words on a blog. It's a difficult decision there. I think one is obviously goes hand in hand with the other. There is a certain amount of homophobia around sports locker rooms, and I'm trying again. I can't tell you statistics or anything like that. Maybe he's afraid of the reaction, but the positive reaction he got from the U.S. soccer community was very, very encouraging. But I could not guess to what what Robbie Rogers was thinking at all, except that it was a bold decision. From my selfish standpoint as a soccer observer, and yes, a soccer fan, I've been a soccer fan for many years. I mean, I'd like to see him play. I mean, he's a good player who's made, 18, 20 appearances for the U.S. national team. So he's definitely in that orbit. And this country needs as many good players playing out there to improve and develop. And he's only 25, and, you know, that is prime time, 25 to 30 for many, many players. I hope, for soccer's sake, he changes his mind and comes back onto the field much sooner than later. I guess we'll have to wait on that.
Joe, we had him on our show. Joe, we had him on our show before.
Society allows those kind of things to happen. It's accepted and not the way it used to be. And I think that for the good of the game, I would think that he will be respected for his play. And, you know, and I hope that he comes back too.
I mean, it's, you know, there are women players who have come out, Megan Rapinoe from the U.S. women's national team, and she's very comfortable talking about it. I was in a group of journalists who spoke with her at the Olympics about it, and it is an unusual topic to talk about, but yet when we, as journalists, talk, you know, write about players, we want to, you know, we talk about their personalities and if they want to, their personal situations. But she has not had, I shouldn't even start speculating. I would assume she has been accepted very well, but I should keep my mouth quiet because I'd be making stuff up. But things have gone, from what I've gathered, fairly smooth for her, from what I've seen. I'll leave it at that.
Well, it's going to be a big loss for the United States national team. We had Robbie on our show a couple years ago when he was with the Columbus Crew. Very personable, nice gentleman, and we wish him well in his future endeavors, as they say. Speaking of future endeavors, I tell you, the MLS preseason is well underway. We kick off in about 2 weeks, and some controversy, Mike, about some teams playing maybe a little too aggressively in preseason. We've already had some serious injuries in preseason, and I know that the Tierney from the New England Revolution may be out for a long time, which is relevant here for the Rhinos because it may be one of those young guys we might have had here in Rochester might now have to stay up with New England. So what do you think about that?
I've not been able to see the play on which he got injured. But everyone goes at a different rate. To me, preseason, whether or not a team gets shut out 5 times in a row or scores 10 goals in 2 games, to me, it's all about getting ready for the regular season. And granted, yes, you want to play at a high caliber, but you don't want to necessarily leave it out on the field in February when you should be having it in March, April, May, and beyond. And, you know, playing overly aggressive this time of the year, this shouldn't be the time of the year for that. It should be the time to get fit. And I'm not saying not to play aggressive, but players have to make better decisions when they're going for 50-50 balls. On tackles, I mean, bad decisions on studs up tackles can be made in practice, and let alone in an exhibition game or a regular season match. But to me, preseason should be about getting into shape and building up your aggressiveness, I guess, toward the regular season.
But there is another point to it, though. Everybody's trying to win a position. Everybody trying to win the starting position, and certainly maybe they don't go on purpose to get, you know, to hurt anybody. But in the game, everybody plays with abandon because they want to. That's the way they impress the coach, I guess, or they earn a position in the team.
Oh, very good point, Joe. Very good point. And I know when you're a young player, you're a draft choice. You've been just picked in either the regular draft or the supplemental draft. Yes, you're trying to get that place on the team. You do want to impress, but it's a fine balance between that and being maybe over aggressive. And I don't have an answer for that. I could say, I'm not going to say stop playing aggressive. It's, to me, what I fear is maybe being over aggressive more than anything else. I could see any young player who's trying to impress a coach wanting to show that they're hustling and whatnot. But sometimes injuries happen. If they're just accidents, you know what I mean? If there's no malice, it just happens. And you're just going to have to live with it.
Well, Michael, we've got to run out of time here, but I want to let you in real quick. You're going to get to see the Western New York Flash before any of us see them, because the schedule came out and the Flash will open against Sky Blue in New Jersey on April 14th. And our home opener will be the 27th of April against the same Sky Blue. So I think you got a trip to Rochester maybe in your offing coming up in late April.
Well, it might be. You know, I'm going to have to take a look at the Rhinos and the Flash's schedule. Maybe they're going to be playing, you know, back-to-back days up there, because I'd like to see them both play. I'm going to have to analyze the schedule to see what would be the best time for me to go up, because I'm going to be busy with the Red Bulls here, and particularly from August on with the Red Bulls and the Cosmos. This will be the first time in many years that we're going to have two big-time professional teams here. So, you know how much I love coming back to Rochester. I've enjoyed myself immensely, so I look for excuses to go back there.
Well, Mike, you know that you're immortalized in Rochester now, because your picture is it's in the Blue Cross Arena now, amongst with all the other people, the been inducted. So congratulations, you're part of Rochester forever and ever now.
Well, thank you very much. It's I had a lot of fun. First of all, thank you very much for telling me. That's great to hear. And I had a lot of fun in Rochester. I have a lot of friends still there. I have talking to two right now. That I think this is one reason why I'm still I'm contributing to the program. And like I said, I always make an excuse, find an excuse to come up to Rochester once a year at least, maybe two, if possible.
Well, Mike, I will get you those pictures of your plaque. And if you're coming down to the arena, the second level of the Blue Cross Arena, you can see the Lancers Wall of Fame with Michael Lewis and Joe Sirianni, of course. Mike, we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks so much.
Hey, you're welcome. Enjoy the game tonight.
Thanks a lot. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, and live from the Blue Cross Arena tonight. We'll be right back with Dick Howard and the International Report on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL. These vagabond
shoes. Top-notch monogramming is
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The best just got better. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash will be competing in the brand new National Women's Soccer League starting this spring and will be led by the current FIFA Women's Player of the Year, Rochester's Abby Wambach, and two-time Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 season tickets and flex packs to ensure you have the best seats in the house at Salem Stadium to see Abby, Carly, and the Flash compete for their fourth straight title. Flash tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street in Rochester through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Before we introduce Dick, we want to welcome back to the booth Sam Monjovi, who got out of work early so he can join us for the show tonight. Thanks for coming on, Sam.
It's great to be here, back into the world of soccer.
All right. Well, let's bring in Dick now. International Report with Dick Howard, brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh. Go visit Tony and Michelle or call them at 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. For all of you listening outside of Rochester, give them a call if you have embroidery needs. They'll ship the information to you. They'll ship the clothing to you. So give them a call. Top Notch Monogramming, their name says it all. Dick, how you doing tonight?
Great. Good to chat to you guys.
Boy, we got a lot to talk about, Dick, but, you know, let's talk about what's topical, because we had a big match today, FA Cup, round of 16, Manchester United against Reading. It was supposed to be an easy cakewalk for Man U, but Reading made it interesting at the very end, only losing 2-1.
Yeah, good performance, scores at halftime. Manchester United, of course, with regards to the depth of the squad, they gave a lot of players who were not going to be featuring regularly in the team, no Wayne Rooney and company, but they just did enough to win, and certainly they were at Old Trafford, you've got to win those games, but it was close for a while, and give a lot of credit to Reading, they made a game of it.
And from what I understand, Nani and Van Persie were on the bench, and Nani came in, was a real spark plug, and you know, I've been a big follower and admirer of Nani, hoping that he would be the Ronaldo replacement. Ronaldo left those couple years ago, you know, and he shows these glimmers sometimes when he goes
there.
Yeah,
he's had quite a time at Manchester, hasn't he? Wrecked his Bentley, which is a very expensive car and an unmarked police car. So he had a few incidents off the field that didn't, I'm sure, please Sir Alex Ferguson, but. He scored the goal, that was great, but I think he could be on his way out of Manchester at the end of the season.
Okay. All right, maybe he'll swap places with Ronaldo.
But it's great, you know, and yeah, we've talked about the cup, haven't we, before, guys, and we saw that late goal by Oldham Athletic against Everton. Now it's going to go back to the replay at Goodison Park, the winners playing Wigan. Millwall, Blackburn Rovers. Another quarter-final, Manchester City-Barnsley. And then, Andrew, a very interesting situation. We could have a game between Manchester United and the Blues from London. your team,
yeah,
Chelsea.
I was really thrilled about that draw, Dick, as you can imagine. You know, who keeps track of time at Old Trafford? Is it the referee or is it Sir Alec Ferguson? Yeah, he looks at his watch more than the referee does. It was ridiculous, but
Chelsea should be sponsoring a watch company because chewing gum company should be sponsored by Wrigley Chewing Gum and by one of the big watch companies, because he was right there with the fourth official, wasn't he, as the countdown started at the end of that game.
Well, they did dominate play pretty much, but Chelsea did well, 4-0. Manchester City won 4-0 over Leeds, not much trouble there. Wigan with a surprisingly easy win. That Oldham-Everton match, you got to give a lot of credit to the Owls. They never gave up, scoring in the 95th minute. Matt Smith, not Doctor Who Matt Smith, but another footballer named Matt Smith, scored the winning goal, the big center forward. So the other big upset, Blackburn winning at the Emirates against Arsenal.
Andrew, did he score a goal?
Yes, I think he did.
Yeah.
I think it went through the arms of the goalie who was up for the final corner kick, and he had it in. I think it was a distraction, but based on the replays, it looked like Smith did get a clean header.
Okay, because I didn't get a chance to see the replays. I just saw a quick highlight, and it looked like it went off the goalie. I mean, that was an interesting play by the goalie to put his arms up like he was going for the save, but, you know.
Oh, well, blaming the goalkeepers. But it's been great, though, guys, hasn't it? Because we've had these superb games in the Champions League and the Europa League in midweek. And then, of course, we've got another feast of games in the week coming up. So it really is tremendous that we can get it almost 24-7 with soccer on the TV. It's fantastic.
Joe, big match on Wednesday with AC Milan and Barcelona.
There's some great games, and I'm not going to talk too much to Joe because I'm sure he'd be delighted with that result at Celtic. But I was following the game. You know, they lost to Roma, that fabulous strike by that man Totti against Buffon. But a good comment by Conte, I think, in the press conference. He said, look, to play 3 games in 7 days with all the travel is tough on any team, and he didn't sort of make it as an excuse for the defeat against Roma, but it's certainly something to be taken into consideration.
Well, the same thing happened to Inter, because a good thing for Juventus, they tied 0-0, but Stramaccioni also quoted the stress and the closeness of the game that they're playing as well. Napoli did the same thing. So the reality, I think, the Italian league, it's you know, they play too many games, and just like we do here in America, pretty soon they're going to play 5 games in 5 days, you know, because of all the competition, all the cups that they participate in. So
it's tough, and what they say in physiological terms, it takes 48 hours to recover from a 90-minute game, and you say it's hard to recover and then get prepared for a game, as was happening, of course, in midweek. But it's the same for many teams, and you'd like to think that the National Association would take that into consideration when they're rescheduling games. But I'm just looking forward. There's some great games coming up, and you already mentioned, of course, the classic one at the Giuseppe Meazza. The Milan-Barcelona game will be great. But probably the game to see for atmosphere will be the Galatasaray and Schalke game in the Ali Samien, which is one of the most intimidating stadia, I think, in world football. And with the addition of Drogba and Schneider, Gala could be a bit of an upset team in the closing stages of the Champions League.
I know that our good friend Bob Turgut is going to be watching that game with great interest. The king of Turkish soccer himself. That should be great. I would love to see Drogba, but I'll have to. I think I might be able to get it. It's going to be on the Fox Sports network of stations. So since I have the dish, I will be able to have access to that match. But that Milan match, just so I'm absolutely sure here, Dick, Balotelli is cup tied and will not be able to play on Wednesday. Is that correct?
Yeah, because of the situation with Manchester City. I'm sure that's the case.
Right, so that's a big loss, because he's really he's the superstar right now for Milan. He's scoring the goals, he's leading the team. It's going to be tough, but they are playing at home, so I think a draw, you know, that might be what they're looking for. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how that match turns.
Yeah, and then, of course, you've got Arsenal against a very strong Bayern team. Bayern München are just running away with the Bundesliga, aren't they? So that's another great game to watch. And then the final one on Tuesday is the Porto-Malaga. And here you've got Porto, an outstanding season in the Portuguese league against a Malaga team that has had some very good results, both in La Liga as well as in Europe. So there's some great games coming up.
The Malaga, very interesting. That's a team, I believe, is in very bad financial shape. Is that correct?
Well, they've had their problems, certainly, with regards to that. They're trying to get things sorted out, but despite all that, I think they've got an excellent coach. Manuel Pellegrini, the Chilean, has done an excellent job with the team. And obviously, if they get success in Europe, that's going to help any financial situation because of the reimbursement. You know, you can make a lot of money if you go far in European tournaments.
Joe, I know we're looking forward to the Milan Inter match.
That's for sure.
Wow, big game.
You know, I think the Milan has got a very good chance to beat the Inter, because the Inter right now, it's Milito is out, so you know they got to do something, because Milito is going to be out for two to three weeks at least.
So, and the other big thing, guys, will David Beckham make his debut for Paris Saint-Germain? They've got two games coming up against Olympique Lyon, Marseille, which will be very tough in the battle for the championship. And, of course, they lost at the weekend against Sochaux-Montbéliard, 3-2. So a bit of pressure on the coach at PSG, and even talk of Jose Mourinho going to Paris rather than to the Premiership. So stay tuned on that.
Well, Dick, I know that I'm going to have to tape both those matches, because I'm going to be right here at the Blue Cross Arena on Sunday to with a sold-out crowd when Abby Wambach makes her first appearance in Rochester after winning the FIFA Player of the Year Award. So
it'll be fantastic.
That will be great. You know, it's tremendous that Abby's going to come in, because, I certainly the mention of her name, and the crowd just wants to come out and meet her and see her, and she's going to be talking to the fans. I think it's tremendous, and hopefully it'll be standing room only at the stadium, which I'm sure will be the case.
They're looking for a complete sellout, so I know that, Joe, I know you wish you could be here for that match. It's going to be a great one.
For sure.
Well, maybe Joe's going to fly up for the weekend.
Yeah, maybe. Was he going to leave that nice, warm Florida? I don't think so.
It's going to be in the 80s in the next couple of days.
Ugh. Well, the big thing is that, of course...
That's tough, Joe. That's tough. Yeah, but I'm sure you'll be finding a bar to watch the Milan-Barcelona game on Wednesday. I'm sure you'll find someplace.
Definitely.
Yep, and then the other thing is this Sunday is against Milwaukee, the defending champions. Lancers probably need to win that match in order to have any real chance of making the playoffs. And they're expecting a complete sellout for this game. So it's going to be tremendous atmosphere. And hey, Dick, if you're not doing anything, you're always invited to come down as well.
It's great. It's, as I say, the atmosphere, Soccer Sam and all, it's tremendous. And to say if it's standing room only in a great atmosphere, then hopefully it'll spur the team on to bigger and better things. And are they still in with a chance with the playoffs?
They still have a chance, yes. It's very complicated right now. Basically, no one has been eliminated yet. So it's going to depend on this game tonight, and then Chicago and Milwaukee also play tonight. That's a huge game for the Lancers to be watching.
Well, good luck for the game tonight, guys. Look forward to chatting to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Dick. We appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Bye for now.
Ciao.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, and the ever-present Soccer Sam on the pitch right now, getting ready to introduce the Lancers. He's introducing the ownership group right now. And Joe, I know that this is, like I said, this is a huge match tonight for the Lancers. What do you think? You think we can, after that heartbreaking loss against Syracuse, you think the team could come back and win tonight?
Well, excuse me. Let me tell you, I believe that if Soccer Sam has anything to say, I'm sure that he went in the dressing room and gave him a talking, a pep talk. I'm sure that the coach is stressed to the players the importance of winning this game tonight. And if they give 100%, if the ball, goes in their favor, because sometimes, a little luck help, They need that, and they need a little luck to go with it too.
I know it's a bad luck on Saturday. Sam, were you here on Saturday, Sam?
Yep. That's all. What a heartbreaker. When we scored that goal with 20 seconds left, I was cheering, and we looked at each other and said, no way this is going to slip away. If it does, it's just going to be crushing. And when they scored that goal on that, actually when the ball went out of bounds, we're like, oh, no.
Yep, it's a free kick in the middle. I said the same thing.
And we're oh, no, please don't screen the goalie. Goalie got screened. Ball went in. Oh, sudden death overtime. And I love sudden death overtime unless we lose in sudden death overtime.
You know what's amazing is the Lancers were never leading at halftime against Syracuse until the match on Saturday. Syracuse always had the lead, and Syracuse did not want an overtime game all year.
Wow.
And just for some reason, the hex was on. They must have had a witch doctor or something.
After Santana scored that three-pointer, I think the momentum kind of switched over little by little. That was a big goal. That was a Bronco Segura goal. More than one person was. We were sitting down there. That was like Bronco Segura kind of memory shot, the way he like rifled it from way out on the corner.
It was crazy. And well, again, tonight against the Wichita, the game has not started. You still have time to get down to the Blue Cross Arena. The Lancers really need to win both matches to have a chance to win, to get a playoff spot. They're all going to depend on what happens with Chicago. Milwaukee lost to Missouri yesterday, so the Lancers cannot catch Missouri. But Chicago, they have to play Milwaukee tonight. Then they play Missouri twice. And then they finish against Syracuse. And with all the things about match fixing, I just hope if it comes down to Chicago having to beat Syracuse to get in the playoffs, I hope Tommy Tanner has enough intestinal fortitude. And, you know, he was the captain of the Rhinos, and I know him. He would never lay down for another opponent.
It looks pretty good. Chicago's going to lose the rest of their games.
There's a good chance.
The Lancers are going to win the rest of their games. Abby's going to come in next week in the fourth quarter, score the game winner for the Lancers.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Playoffs.
You can't risk Abby getting hurt for the
she'll just take the free kick.
She'll do some at halftime, I betcha. Lancers look like they're wearing their whites tonight. Very interesting. They're maybe changing their luck, so. Joe, I remember the old white Lancer uniforms they used to wear back in the day.
Those were the lucky ones.
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Lancers will be in white with blue numerals, blue shorts, and gold socks. So I think it's probably because Wichita might be wearing black tonight.
I saw Hoxie down there, former Lancer. And I don't know if he's a current or former Rhino, to be honest.
We don't know that yet. We'll have to see what happens.
But I saw him doing pretty well for Wichita. Cycling score, I believe.
He wears number 4 for the Wichita Wings, and the Wings are certainly, they need to win tonight to keep their playoff hopes alive. So this is really a key match tonight here at the Blue Cross Arena. So, Joe, we're going to have a couple members of the Lancers here with us to talk during the action. We won't be doing play-by-play. That's done on another radio station, but we'll be talking to a couple Lancer players and hopefully a member of the Flash if we can flag somebody down.
Who's over there, you know?
We've got two of them. I think I'll let you know in just a second. I'm not really sure yet. I haven't had a chance to get away from the equipment here. But I'll tell you what, let's go to a break. And when we come back, we'll be joined by members of the Lancers. Again, hopefully from the Flash. This will be our last commercial break, so the rest of the show will be commercial-free. So you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. The Lancers kickoff against Wichita is imminent here at the Blue Cross Arena. And we'll be coming back here next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Sirianni. Show him what I got. Oh, oh.
Local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1
and 1040 WYSL
Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda,
clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Rochester Rhinos players, staff, and front office would like to thank all the fans for their support over the past 17 years. 2013 Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. You can also check out the Rhinos website during the offseason for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting season of USL Pro Soccer in the spring.
There's a car accident in this country every 5 seconds. That's why Allstate thinks it's time for an entirely different kind of car insurance, with features like accident forgiveness and a safe driving bonus. It's called Your Choice Auto, and it's only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti live from the Blue Cross Arena tonight. The Lancers facing the Wichita Wings. Kickoff is momentarily away. Joe Sirianni down in Orlando, Florida. We're joined now by two of the members of the Rochester Lancers, Kyle Mancik and Garrett Pettis. And can you hear now?
Yes.
Yeah,
thank you.
I had to turn up Garrett's headphone there. Kyle's headphone. Kyle, of course, graduated from Aquinas and will be, I don't know if you're going to be a member of the Rhinos as well as the Lancers this year, Kyle.
Yes, I will be coming back.
And Garrett, of course, also plays for the Harrisburg City Islanders.
Yes,
so
sir,
you
great.
Guys might be getting up close and personal this coming springtime.
Yeah, I hope so, at least.
Yeah, we have a pretty good rivalry going with them. They got the best of us last year, and we're hoping to pay them back this year.
Well, we're going to get that's coming up in the spring. Right now, we've got a big match starting on the field. It's the Lancers and Wichita, both teams hanging on by the skin of their teeth, really, guys, for a playoff berth. And really, it's pretty much win out at this point to have a realistic shot at it.
Right, yeah, so it's going to be a real dogfight. You know, both teams are just really going to come out looking to scrap and make sure they come out with a win tonight.
Joe, what do you got down in Florida?
Well, my question for them is that in order for the Lancers to win tonight, the strategy is certainly to score goals. But why is it at the end of the game we seem to lose our tenacity and our behavior? What goes wrong with that? And what do they say in the dressing room?
For the reason sometimes things fall apart at the end of the game.
Yes.
I mean, I think there's a lot of reasons. Or I mean, sometimes you really don't even know if you can be sure of what reasons are. But some of it might have to do with experience. I know we're one of the much younger teams in the league. You know, that we don't have as much game time experience. That's why it's really helpful we brought in Evan McNeely, you know, someone that's won a championship and can really help lead. So I think that could be a really big factor in the last two games of the season.
No, guys, you're just two of the examples of the walking wounded of the Lancers this year. You guys have had just so many injuries. You know, Danny Earls is over doing the radio commentary, and you know, Troy Cole, half of the Bash Brothers, was out for the season. And it's just been really difficult. Kyle, what's the mentality of the team right now with, you know, knowing that, you know, you guys have been struggling so much with injuries and just having to put out, you know, and not have maybe the man strength that some of the other teams might have?
Definitely, you know, challenges us each personally. We've been going through a lot of injuries, whereas last year we didn't really have many. So, you know, everyone's got to start digging deep, and even through the bumps and bruises that people may have, you know, you got to keep playing. You know, this is where we really show what we're made of. The last two games of the year, we need wins and some help. So, you know, we'll see if we can get it done tonight.
Well, we just started here about a minute and a quarter in, and it's still nil-nil between the Lancers and Wichita. So, Gary, I want to ask you the match on Sunday, on Saturday. The way it ended, with McNeely scoring with 28 seconds left and then giving up that goal with just 11 seconds left. What happened with the team in the locker room afterwards? What did they think about? What was being said?
Right. I mean, obviously everyone was just devastated. It was one of those games. I mean, we played pretty well. Built ourselves a nice lead. Unfortunately, let it slip. But then it was just one of those roller coaster games where. I mean, 1 second we're up, next second we're tied, and then we go into overtime, and it looks like we're all just about to score, and then we miss a chance, and they come literally right down the other end of the field and score to end it. So, I mean, obviously everyone was pretty gutted, but it was more of, I mean, what can you do? We just got to pick your head up and move on and get ready for the next game.
That's right. And what was it with Syracuse this year? Did they have a hex on you guys? Did they call in the witch or something? The five games, and for some reason just could not get a win against our three-way rivals.
And it was the exact opposite last year too. They beat us the first game, and then we had their number for the next five. So it really just seemed like something was, you know, preventing us from taking the leap forward and beating them. But you know, we definitely did everything we needed to do in order to get the W. Just in key moments, I think we had some letdowns.
We're here with Kyle Mancik and Garrett Pettis of the Lancers. Joe, go ahead.
But you know, one of the things that I really hope that tonight, you know, the Lancers really do a great job, and because we need to win, we need to have the playoffs. Because, you know, first of all, I think that the team deserves it. You know, they've been playing really well. They just been unlucky toward the end of the games. But the organization deserves to have, you know, to have the playoffs in Rochester, because that gives you respectability, and they give you they really make you think about next year and how to proceed.
Yeah, right. And I mean, of course, we've had some really good support just from the people of Rochester and everyone around, all of our fans, all of our, like, our owners and sponsors. So of course, we always feel like we owe it to them to make the playoffs too. So hopefully, they give us a little bit of a boost going into tonight's game. And the last, and even though we still need some help, you know, hopefully, just knowing that we want to pay back to all the support we got here. Hopefully, that can spur us on to a win.
And Chicago, who we've beaten four times this year, we're two games behind them, two and a half games behind them. But, again, they have to play Milwaukee tonight, and they've not beaten Milwaukee all year. Then they have two against Missouri. That's really the two key games because we need Missouri. We got to root for them now. We got to root for them to sweep Chicago. So the last game against Syracuse that Chicago has will not even matter. Right. They have the tiebreaker.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think that, you know, since Missouri beat Milwaukee yesterday even, you know, they're playing really well lately, so I can definitely see Chicago dropping a few there. So if we take care of business like I know we can, you know, anything could happen, and I'm definitely looking, you know, towards the positive side of us, you know, making a run.
We're 4 minutes in here, and it's still 0-0 between the Lancers and Wichita. And I know this Sunday, we're not really got the game going on right now, but this Sunday, it's going to be a sellout.
Right.
And it's, you know, of course, it's all for you guys, but you got to mention some lady named Abby who's going to be here.
And, she's from Rochester, right?
Yeah, you may have heard of her, but, you know, as you guys, have you guys ever met Abby before?
No, I haven't been lucky enough to, so looking forward to this Sunday.
Cal, you're a native, so.
Yeah, I went to school at Aquinas and she went to Mercy, so we got a pretty good rivalry going with the with them, especially on the girls' side of soccer. And I grew up, you know, following her and watching her play for the U.S. And with the Flash, so it'll be great seeing her here.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And Joe, again, I know you wish you were here to see Abby, but
you're not kidding.
I'll give you a first-class report.
I'm going to have to take a plane and just come for the game and then come back.
You're going to really leave Florida when it's 80 degrees?
I'm going to have to think about doing that.
Yeah, it's 7. You know, there's not a lot of soccer going on. Actually, there is a lot of soccer going on in Orlando. You've got the MLS preseason games going on. So have you had a chance to catch any of those?
I'm looking to go to one of them and, right now.
There you go.
Yep.
So that'll be good.
Get yourself ready
for the MLS season.
Yep.
So, again, still about 5 minutes in, still no score, and really not a lot of good chances yet, guys. And it looks like teams are a little bit cautious right now. Wichita right now is on the attack. Mauricio got dumped about a minute and a half ago. He had some lightning bolts coming out of his eyes. He wasn't happy with that illegal tackle. Doug Miller almost put one in, but went wide of the mark. But what about Doug Miller, guys? He's 43 years old. He's leading the league in scoring. He's most likely will win the scoring title. What an accomplishment for Doug. And he just keeps piling on over the years and years, all he's done in this sport.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. It's honestly, it's pretty much an honor to play with someone who's as accomplished as Doug, you know, who's not only done what he's done as well as he's done, but to do it over such like a long period of time. It's absolutely incredible what he can do. And I mean, he still doesn't have like this. He still has the speed. I mean, it's nothing close to what he had when he was younger, but it's just really a compliment to his character and his knowledge of the game and just how well he knows how to score goals.
And Jared, you being a forward, what have you learned from Doug and Maurizio, the top two scorers in the league?
That they never believe that there's a chance that they won't score. Every time they get the ball, they know that they can score. And that's what they both, Mauricio more so than Doug, has really been, like, reached out to me and tried to help me, like, teach me a few things about becoming a better player and how a lot of it's just mental, that as a forward you have to believe that you're the best player on the field every time you touch the ball and that you can score no matter what. So it's great to watch players with this much confidence because it shows you how they carry themselves and something you try to hope to model yourself someday.
Kyle, you've had Evan McNeely, one of the most experienced players. He's won three straight championships with Valeri La Raza and two with Milwaukee, so I'm sure he's given you some tips as well.
Yeah, he's you know, a great guy, especially in the locker room and you know, on the field. He's a great presence with his voice, with his communication. And there we see a goal, a three-point goal. I thought that they should have stopped it.
Yeah, Jake Schindler, another Rochesterian, is lying in agony on the turf. The referee did not blow the whistle. Wichita goes up 3-0 at 8:05 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, quite a bit of unsportsmanship shown there.
That happened on Saturday as well, too.
No, but at least on Saturday, they Syracuse stopped the ball. I mean, they were attacking and they pulled back. Initially, Schindler took a shot right to the part where nobody wants to take a shot, and he went down, and Wichita had a chance or two, and the ball popped out, and it looks like they had multiple chances to, you know, get the game under control, slow it down again, but they just kept shooting, and one of them went in.
I think Doug Miller, the Lancers captain, is over talking to the officials. So, Joe, I tell you, we need you out here. We need the magic spray. I know Davey Pasquale might need some assistance.
You know, one of the things that I really wish they improve in indoor soccer is that when a player gets hurt, the play should stop. Instead, it seems that they keep on going because they want to, you know, the referee doesn't blow the whistle, and they seem like they don't pay no attention to the guy that is down. I'm hoping that the league's going to implement some rules pertaining to that, because it's a courtesy, and, you know, an injury that seems nothing sometimes can be a very, very dangerous situation.
Right, and the other thing with that, Joe, you're right, is that you're playing in a very confined space in indoor soccer, so you know the player is most likely going to be somewhere in the vicinity of the ball. So man, I think that may be something they want to look at, because that was I don't know if Wichita should have stopped play there or what, but you know they're fighting for the playoffs, guys.
Right.
They need every goal they can get.
And, go ahead.
I think that makes a lot more big of a deal in indoor than it does in outdoor, and I mean, they're trying to get anything they can get, even if it might be a little bit, might be unsportsmanlike. But they're just like us. They're trying to fight for a last playoff spot, so they might be doing some things that...
Especially when you consider that a majority of goals in indoor come off of man-down situations. So if you're continuing to play while there's a man down, it's obviously not a great chance to score a goal, but not always very sportsmanlike.
It was Ted Van Eyck, who's one of Wichita's best players, got that three-point goal. They're a very experienced gentleman in this league. But guys, we're running out of time, unfortunately. We've got to end the show. We should keep going on with you, both of you. We really appreciate you coming up.
Thank
you very much.
Best of luck today and on Sunday, and then hopefully we'll see you in the USL season coming up in the springtime.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, guys. Kyle Mancik and Garrett Pettis from the Rochester Lancers joining us up here in the booth at the Blue Cross Arena as Lancers going 3-0 down to Wichita, about 7 minutes left in the first. I want to mention quickly, if you want to meet Abby Wambach, you can get your tickets by calling the Lancers office, 872-KICK, and a goal! And it's Evan McNeely with the goal for the Lancers as they cut into the lead. As they tie it, they're a three-pointer. How about that? So again, call the Lancers office, two-pack for $50, a single ticket for $35, guarantees you to meet Abby Wambach on Sunday. Kickoffs at 4, the gates open at 2:30. So, Joe, anything before we end the show tonight?
Well, no, just I hope that the Lancers come up on top. I hope that they make the playoffs. And I want to thank you and Bob DeAngelo for making all these things possible.
Absolutely. So we'll talk to you again next Monday, Joe.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Joe Sirianni down in Orlando, Florida. We also want to thank Sam Mongiovi for stopping up tonight. And Sam, having work issues where he can't be on our show regularly, but he was on tonight. We thank him for coming on. Also, I want to thank Kyle Mancik and Garrett Pettis from the Lancers. Again, we'll be seeing them in the outdoor season as well in the USL Pro. Dick Howard in Toronto, Michael Lewis down in New York. Be with us again next Monday for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.